The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
Shaletta Brundage is known as the Autism Mom, not just because she's got three kids on the spectrum, but because she's an advocate who works to educate and inspire other moms of kids with special needs. Give them a sense of
pride. Y'all know I have three kids with autism, and it's the reason that we are connected. The people who listen to this show weekly, welcome. It's because you have a child in your family that you love, a child at school that you love. You are an educator. You are a Sunday school teacher. You are a parent of a kid who has autism. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, I appreciate you being here. What we do each and every week is give you information that is going to help your child have a better quality of life if they have autism. And so sometimes that looks like telling you about programs and services. Sometimes it looks like telling you about information about an update with county or state services. Sometimes that looks like giving you information about a grant. But this week is about a funding for your home. Now, if y'all know me, y'all know I love the kids. And so I want to make sure all of our children stay out of harm's way. It broke my heart when I read a story that 2/3 of Chicago's school-age children, young children up to 7 years old, had been exposed to lead. The pipes, the drinking water. Here we are in the year of our Lord, 2024, and we're still concerned about lead. Lead is dangerous, y'all. There is no safe amount of lead. It is in so many things, including our houses where we live. Do you know you could be sitting up in your house right now minding your own business and it could be hazardous to your child? Prolonged exposures to lead cause brain development delays and so many other things. So research is there. You can look up the statistics. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to your kids. I don't want it to happen to your grandkids. I don't want it to happen to the kids in your daycare. So that is why I felt like it was so important to tell you about a program in Hennepin County that provides funding for you to get the lead out of your house. It's a grant. You got to qualify. But they will come in, they will test with trusted testers. You don't have to worry. This is not anybody who's going to do you harm. This is not immigration. This is not the police. This is Hennepin County lead testers are going to come into your house and see if you got lead, and then they're gonna get you the money to fix it, and then they're gonna give you a hotel to stay in while they fix it. Girl, I know it sounds like a pipe dream, but it really is true. And I know that, you know what you say, Shaletta, I mean, you know, are you sure? So I didn't want y'all to think I was just making stuff up. So I said, I'm gonna call Kelly Cook. Okay, let me tell you who Kelly Cook is. Kelly is the lead risk assessor for Hennepin County, and she's out in homes on a daily basis hunting down lead and helping folks get rid of it. Kelly, girl, you got to tell the people, because when I tell people about the program, they think I'm lying. They was like, girl, I ain't never heard of nothing like this. I'm like, for real. Like, if you live in Hennepin County, there is $15,000 money's flying over your head for you to get lead out of your house. They're going to give you some new windows or whatever you need, and then give you a hotel to go and stay in. Girl, give me the breakdown on the program.
Wow, thank you for having me today. That was a great intro. Yeah, so I work for Hennepin County. I'm one of six lead risk assessors for the county. And we go out and we test homes for lead-based paint. We go out in teams of three to do this inspection. It's kind of a lengthy inspection. It takes about 2 hours to do this. And that's because we use these fancy machines called XRFs to test for lead-based paint in the home. So this machine will read through all painted surfaces on the components that we're testing and will tell us if it's positive or negative for lead-based paint. So during these inspections, we'll take between 200 to 300 readings. So you can imagine this takes a couple hours.
Okay. And so why do you go out in teams of three? It's three people that come out, right?
Yes. That's because we want to get out of families' hairs as fast as we can. We don't want to be there all day because we know that's, you know, intrusive. And because part of this testing, we need to test every single window, every single wall, all the trim, plus we'll take dust and soil samples from the home.
Okay. Now, let me tell you this, girl. Here's the number one barrier. Here's the number one thing is that we have kids with special needs. And so we are oftentimes afraid to bring people into the house because we don't know how they're going to react to our kids. Mm-hmm. We don't know how they're going to be with our family. And we don't know if they can be trusted. Talk to me about how the people who are coming into my home are vetted.
Yeah. Well, it's me.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I've been with the county for 8 years. So I've been in hundreds of homes. I've seen hundreds of families deal with kids. You know, kids actually love having us in homes. Our machines have lights and they beep.
Girl, well, then that's our jam right there, girl. That is our jam.
So it's kind of entertaining for kids to have us there. And we're there just to see where the lead is. I don't care about anything else that I see. I love finding lead for our program because if I find lead, that means I can use our grant funds to address the lead hazards.
And talk to me about the timing. How long does this whole process take? If I call and I say, hey, I think I have lead in my house. Mm-hmm. And then you come out, you do the testing with your capable folks who can be trusted to come into my home. And then you say, you know what? It is lead. What's the next step? What's that process like?
Yeah. So of those three inspectors who come out to your home, one of them is assigned to you as your case manager. So like myself, and I will work with you through the whole process. You're kind of stuck with me, unfortunately. So hopefully you like me. And so I'll write up a report that kind of goes over all of the lead hazards that we found. And then I'll educate you about, you know, where that is, what it is. And then we'll work together to write up a scope of work. And then with that scope of work, I send it out to our contractor pool to get bids.
Okay.
So if you want a quick answer on how long it takes from start to finish, I would say between 6 months, maybe to a year.
Okay. Okay. And that's not long at all to get that lead out. Now this is the thing. How do I even know I got lead in my house? I've been living in this house. My mama lived in this house. Maybe my grandmother lived in this house. You know, a lot of these homes were built during a certain time, and they still have lead in them. Even if you did renovations, there still may be lead. And I really want to speak to my families, my daycares, my grandparents in North Minneapolis over by Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, which is where I'm a member. because I want to make sure that these families know that this is specifically, I want to micro target them. I want to specifically know that this is available to them, because we don't even know that we got lead in. How do we even know that there's lead in the house? Ain't nobody yeah. sick. Ain't nobody throwing up. You know, I was raised in the house. I seem like I turned out okay.
So kids, little kids under the age of six are the ones who, you know, develop issues related to lead exposure. Since they're the ones who are crawling around, they're, you know, going up to windows, putting their hands on the windowsills, and that's where lead dust likes to sit. Because old lead painted windows, when you open and close those windows, creates a fine lead dust that settles on the windowsills and wells. And with little kids, you've seen them, they put all kinds of things in their mouth. So if they're up there with their hands, putting their hands in their mouth, they're breathing in or ingesting that fine lead dust.
Okay. And that is so dangerous and hazardous to children and brain development. And we are on this autism podcast, and we all know the last thing we want to see happen is our children have any issues or development in their brain delay, in their brain formation or functioning. And early intervention, early detection in anything is the key. So it's so important that we get out there and we look at those windows. And if we see those particles, if we see any of these things that she's talking about, it may be lead, and there's nothing to testing. You know, if you come out and they say no lead, then it's no lead. But let's get it tested so we can see, so we can know, so we can have some peace of mind. That is so important, right?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. And getting in before things happen is our main goal. You know, we're trying to get in before these little kids have elevated blood lead levels.
Now I want you to talk to me, because I need to know specifically, because I know my listeners, I know my followers. They're like, okay, exactly how much money are we talking about? Exactly what can we use it for? So give me the nuts and the bolts, because we don't want to fly over this thing. We're talking about a lot of money per family, and we're talking about doing some major upgrades in their homes.
Mm-hmm. Our grant is up to $15,000. Mm-hmm. So that can be used for most of the money is used for window replacement. Mm-hmm. And we'll replace windows with new energy efficient windows. Mm-hmm. So in addition, you got a nice new window opening up during the spring day, you know, and you're not worrying about lead dust coming in and settling on stuff. Mm-hmm. We also, you know, if we find lead paint on trim or like exterior walls, like on your garage, the funding can be used to paint those areas. So most of our projects cost about $11,000. So mm-hmm. most families don't have to pay anything for this work to happen.
Okay.
But if by chance there, you know, the cost runs over the $15,000 grant, we do have a repayment loan that has zero interest and zero fees. And that's something you're never going to find at any bank.
No, ma'am, you are not. You're not going to find it anywhere. You can stop at bank. Ain't nobody giving you no. My mama not even going to give me a loan without some interest. She going to want a little something on her money, honey. Because that's how Miss Handy rolls. I'm so glad that you all are doing this. This is so needed. Safer homes, safer children, safer windows, safer communities. Now, one of the things that I said at the very beginning of this is if you qualify, what are the qualifications?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got to live in a house or an apartment that was built before 1978, as that's when lead-based paint was banned in 1978. You need to have a child or children under the age of six who live at or visit frequently at the home.
So this could be grandparents. I want to stop there. Don't move past that, because it's not just if the children live there. Mm-hmm. If you are a grandparent and you keep your kids after school, if you are an aunt or an uncle and your sister or your niece works and her baby comes to your house until she gets off at 11 o'clock at night, and that child is there from 4 o'clock when they get out of school until 11 o'clock at night when your niece or your daughter gets home from work, and then they take them home, you qualify, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Any of these areas kids are hanging out in, and a lot of time could give them exposure to lead.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure we clarify that. Now, what about if it's a rental? Can the landlord get it? What about a daycare? Because Miss Sally Boyd has one of the oldest and most historic daycares in North Minneapolis. And I want to make sure if that's the case that I give her this information.
Yes, if it's an in-home daycare, you know, a single family home, yes, they're eligible. Definitely want to get into those places since there's lots of kids going through there. Rentals do count. As long as the landlord signs off and is willing to work with us, that is an eligible property.
Okay. All right. Now, we've given them all this information. Now they want to know, girl. Pen and paper ready, y'all. Give them the details. How do they call? How do they get you and your team of three out there to test for lead so that they can check these homes, so they can check these daycares, so they can check these rentals properties, so that they can get this money and get that lead out?
Mm-hmm. They can call our hotline to get started to see if they qualify. And that number is 612-543-4182. Or if they want to read more about our program, they can Google, you know, Hennepin County Lead Hazard Control.
Okay, so Google Hennepin County Lead Hazard Control. Mm-hmm. Or you can call 612-543-4182. Kelly Cook, girl, you have just been a blessing to our listeners. You have been a blessing to me. Thank you for taking the time today to be on the podcast so we can pass this information out to everybody who trusts us to give them this type of information. This is so important. It's so crucial and it's so vital. And I just can't thank you enough.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to get the word out about our program.
I am happy you are here and even happier that you were here. Please tell everybody about Taking Authority Over Autism. Share this podcast, this link, this information with your friends and family. Don't let the blessing stop with you. We want all our kids to be healthy and safe.
Always fun and informative, Shaletta's a big draw at autism conferences across the country. Find out how you can book her as a featured speaker for your next event at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
People say we're made up, just a myth. At least we can all agree that recycling is real. Don't believe me? Recycled food cans are transported by Minnesota companies to foundries and steel mills throughout the Midwest. These cans are made into new products, like wire, beams, and parts for cars and appliances. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Taking a COVID-19 test is easy, painless, accurate, and can be done anywhere, including in your own home. The self-test takes about 15 minutes, so you will quickly know your results. Testing is recommended if you have symptoms or have been in close contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19. It is a good idea to keep self-test kits on hand at home and when you're traveling. That way you're ready to test if you have symptoms or have been exposed to someone who has come down with COVID-19. Every household in Minnesota is eligible to order free at-home rapid test kits while supplies last. To get yours, go to sayyeshometest.org. That's sayyeshometest.org. The free test will be delivered to your home. If you do take a test and get positive results, isolate at home for at least 5 days. Seek medical care if your symptoms do not get better or get worse. And remember, staying up to date with vaccinations remains the best way to protect yourself and others.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future, a plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.